This morning, another story in our series on home ownership we've called The Depreciating American Dream. So far this week, we've heard from homeowners who've discovered the downsides of buying. Today, we're going to meet two couples in Brighton who have the money to buy but have chosen instead to rent. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the story.
They're exactly the type of couple you'd expect to be on the market right now to get that first-time homebuyer tax credit before it expires. But instead of spending this recent Sunday morning mapping out open houses, Prashant Jaloka and Meenal Bagla are scrambling eggs with onion and peppers. They're whipping up wheat pancakes. They've got the kitchen radio on. Prashant says they really enjoy life as renters, even though their friends and family look down on them for being somebody else's tenant.
There's a lot of social pressure because everyone seems to think renting is not as good as buying.
But Prashant and Meenal say they're not throwing money away. The two are married on either side of 30. He works in computers. She's a consultant. They met as students at UMass Amherst, and they moved to Boston during the housing boom, when all of their friends were buying, when talk of interest rates dominated parties.
Initially, it's a very powerful motivator to feel that you should be buying. I realized I didn't want to be the guy who threw money away. I mean, 5 years later, people would be laughing at me that you threw money away. You were a fool.
But when Prashant and Meenal actually sat down to do the numbers, they realized they would be fools to buy.
Four pillars of investing. This one I thought was very good. A random walk down Wall Street.
What you need to know about Prashant is that he's labeled his shelf of personal finance books according to the Dewey Decimal System, extremely detail-oriented. But it's that same quality that helped the couple do a thorough cost-benefit analysis of buying.
But short-term, it's just prohibitively expensive to do that. It's a hobby. It's a very expensive hobby.
A hobby that when they thought about it, they didn't even want. Meenal says what they really want is time to enjoy living in Boston and all that it offers, and the flexibility you don't have when you own a home.
You know, if either of us wants to experiment because, I don't know, one of us wants to become an entrepreneur and we want to take some time off to try a hand at our own thing, or one of us wants to become a volunteer and we won't necessarily have an income. I mean, you can't do those things if you bought a house, but if you're renting, it's easy to downgrade.
So instead of putting their money into a down payment, it went into the stock market. They even allocated 10% into a real estate investment trust, so they're still invested in real estate, just not all in on a single property. And Prashant thinks they will see better returns than paying off a 30-year mortgage.
The stock market can be that long a commitment, and it should be. However, at least getting in and getting out is a lot easier. That's very different from home ownership.
Prashant and Meenal also thought about this. Nowadays, people are expected to change their career several times over a lifetime, so they wanted to be able to pick up and move if San Francisco or New York came calling with a better job.
So I'm actually paying for some flexibility in my life, and I'm paying for having less chores in my life right now. And long term, yeah, it is more expensive to rent, but I'm not willing to think long term yet.
But even long-term renting can pay off, at least according to another couple in Brighton. As of this August, John and Barbara Horan will have rented the same apartment for 40 years.
That room in there was one of the boys' rooms.
A three-bedroom in a triple-decker right off of Brighton Center. Their two sons have long moved out. For Barbara, there's no reason for her and John to leave, too.
I never missed not owning my own house because I always lived in a three-decker. I'm comfortable. I feel safe. I mean, there's people upstairs, there's people downstairs. I feel this is my home because I've lived here for so long. The noises are mine. You know, the creaks on the floor are mine. He's mine. Still coming home.
When they first moved here in 1970, rent was $125. Their landlord likes them, obviously, and they just about always paid below market rent. So John says it really never made financial sense to buy a home.
If I won the mega bucks, yeah, we would. She'd probably convince me not to buy a house, but I'd go down the Cape and buy a Cape, second home, like home down there, for summer. I wouldn't necessarily move out of here because there's no reason to move out of here.
John figures they have more in the bank today than if they'd bought. The money they saved by paying cheap rent and never paying maintenance went into trips abroad, retirement savings, and college funds. One son went to Bowdoin, the other to Boston College. Barbara wouldn't change a thing about the life they lived as renters.
It's not only the money you would have saved or not saved. You had a virtually stress-free living here all these years.
It's the same sort of freedom that the other Brighton couple in this story enjoys, the young one. Prashant Chaloka and Meenal Bagla spent a recent Sunday playing tennis. Then they went to a barbecue with friends where tandoori chicken sizzled on the grill. Their friends all own homes, and they give Prashant and Meenal a hard time about not owning, but that doesn't bother the couple anymore. Prashant says, as far as he's concerned,
I am living the American dream. I have a good job. I enjoy the weekends, have friends, good food. That's the American dream. I mean, what else? The house doesn't have to be a part of it. I mean, if you like it, yeah, but I don't just buy into it because it's someone defined it as such.
His advice, figure out what you want, what works for you, and do that. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.